You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
I won't let my body outweigh everything that I'm made of. Won't spend my life trying to change. I'm learning to love who I am. I am strong, I feel free. I know every part of me is beautiful. And I will always outweigh. If you feel it, put your hands in the air. Show some love to the mirror while you're there. Let's take it one day at a time. Cause you and I outweigh.
Welcome back to Outweigh. This week's episode is another guest story share. We had Anne on recently, and so many people resonated just from hearing from a listener. So, Liana, you are a listener of Outweigh, right?
I am. I found you guys a year and a half ago, and because I've heard you on another podcast, and I've listened ever since. And I just love the message that you guys put out there about disordered eating, because I think there's not enough about it. So I'm really grateful to be here.
I'm excited because your story is super relatable to so many. And similar to Anne's story, you've had a huge growth spurt in the span of just 1 year, when so many people have actually found their way to eating disorders. So many people have also found their way out. So what happened in this last year? Let's actually start there and then maybe take it backwards.
Yeah, sure. So COVID happened and, you know, we were all shelter in place at home, and I don't know what pushed me. I started to, like, I've thought about, like, is there a life outside of counting calories, exercising, like being on this very strict plan, because I think a lot of my disordered eating was related to fear of gaining weight, because I've had ups and downs with my weight, and I'll share more about that. But I always had this little like thing in the back of my mind, like, will I live like this forever? And in the beginning of COVID, I found intuitive eating, maybe on from like social media. And I don't know exactly where I heard about the book, but I found the book Intuitive Eating by Evelyn Tribbley and Elise Resch. And I just started reading it. I was mind blown. And because they were sharing things that like were exactly my thought process. And they also shared solutions. They also shared like there is another way. And the other way is trusting your body, which is something that for me, I know I've never been able to do or felt like I could do. And I think our society doesn't allow us to do or think that we can. So I felt, okay, like this is my other way. Is this like actually a thing I could do? And I was working with a dietitian prior to this phase, just kind of like pre-intuitive eating. I was kind of teetering. I was on the fence. And then I started working with a new dietitian that actually was certified in eating disorders. And she had a lot of knowledge in intuitive eating. So it kind of all happened at the best time, because when I first started with her, I went from a place from like, I don't know what else I can work on to I want to work on intuitive eating. And this is my goal. And so I started working with her ever since the pandemic started. And we worked through the intuitive eating workbook. And I have to say, it was a lot of ups and downs, especially with being in COVID. And I remember like the first time we had an outing and a gathering, it was a big shock because I had a lot of concerns with, do people notice I gained weight, or how do I eat like a normal person? I don't know how to eat like a normal person, because I know I just always had numbers in my head and the amount of calories things were. But then, you know, as I just got more practice with that and approached it with more curiosity rather than shame, because I'm so used to coming at myself with shame of why did you eat that XYZ, I was able to have compassion for myself and also realize how big my world has gotten, because my life was very small in disordered eating. I've missed out on friends' parties. I've missed out on family gatherings. And even if I was there physically, I was not there emotionally at all.
Hearing you speak to your story just also reminds me of my story, which I assume, you know, our countless listeners are like, yes, that's me. And the funny thing about when you're in disordered eating, I don't know if you'd agree, but certainly we can reflect and say, okay, my life was small. But at the time, you don't realize how small it is until you widen it and you're living this fuller life. That's the word that so many people speak to when they start to trust their bodies and really kind of face those big fears. So would you agree that like while you were in it, you wouldn't have ever maybe admitted or said, yeah, my life is small, because it was just life as you know it?
110%. I really thought that that was my life. And I thought this was what I was supposed to do, that like, this is the way it is. I'm doing what's best for me, because I couldn't deal with eating or handling life any other way. I just wasn't at the emotional capacity. I didn't even know if I was going to eat wedding cake at my wedding. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't know what that was going to look like. And I'm grateful that today I'm going to plan on eat everything and anything on that day that I want to and my body wants at that day. So yeah, I agree. I think in that I didn't realize, and I thought that, honestly, I thought I was, this is really bad to say, I thought I was better than everyone else. Look at me, and that like I'm able to stay on my plan. I'm not eating all this food when like I'm the one being fooled. I'm the one missing out.
Yeah, again, it feels like your words are my words. So I can imagine that a lot of listeners are like, yes, thank you for saying that. There's that self-righteous feeling that fuels you enough. And then when you F up by eating or not working out or whatever, somehow way you don't remember that part. You still get the fuel off of the being better than everybody else. And you don't recognize this isn't working. But I'm curious, because I think so many people are at a place similar to you, where you were, I should say, where, you know, you were working with the other dietitian, but you were interested in finding the freedom, but you were kind of teetering for a while. Was there any one thing that made you feel like you could take the leap and do something different?
Yes, I think I was at a place of desperation. And honestly, having faith in a higher power has helped me. I've developed a strong faith in a higher power within the last couple of years, and different than my own upbringing and my religious background. But I knew that like I had to just take away the control that I was fostering and turn it over to something bigger than myself, and know that like my higher power wants the best for me. And whatever that may be, you know, God, not God, anything bigger than myself, that like I've catastrophized that like if I eat a certain thing, I'm going to gain X amount of pounds and I'm just never going to go back. Like I was in such a terrible headspace. And I recognized that like I am not that powerful and that I just had to like trust something else. I had to turn it over, and it was just an experiment. And I was trusting my dietitian, the intuitive eating dietitian. I trusted all of the things I saw on social media. I trusted people like you guys on the podcast, hearing other people's stories and what intuitive eating was like for them. Because of course, my thinking is, well, that's not going to happen to me. I'm not going to, you know, be able to do this successfully, but really I'm not that unique. And so I had to look at a lot of other people's experiences with this to like reduce the way I catastrophize if I were to engage intuitive eating, because I was very black and white.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The two things that I want to harp on are two words that you just brought up that are really interesting, especially in the conversation of trusting yourself and all the things that we talk about in true wellness. So you said that you were less powerful than you thought and that you're not unique. And both of those almost sound negative, right? Like we hear about positive affirmations to start the day. I am powerful. I am strong. I am this. Rather, for you, it was saying, I'm not all that powerful. There's something bigger than me out there and I trust it. Mm-hmm. And the unique thing too kind of speaks to, you know, I talk a lot about self-worth, and it almost sounds like by saying I'm not unique that you have negative self-worth. But really, it's a much more complicated conversation to humble yourself and say, this isn't working for me, just like it hasn't worked for the millions of people before. And look at all these people that it is working for. Maybe I could be like them. So it was super interesting language to show up here and say, I'm not powerful and I'm not unique, and kind of strip away from all the things that we cling to, maybe ego-based, maybe control-based, and really find the control underneath all of that.
Yes. And I think you're right. I think someone would hear that and probably say, oh, that would diminish my self-esteem. But I think a lot of my disordered eating is and was the control factor. And like you said, it's letting go of that control and recognizing, like, I'm not that powerful. And that if I continue to hold on to this control by like counting calories, measuring my exercise, weighing myself every day, I can't trust anyone else. I can't trust my body. I'm going to be so far away from my body. And I felt very detached from my body for many years.
When working with a professional, the intuitive eating dietitian, what sort of things and types of controls did you have to give up?
The types of controls I had to give up were the diet rules. And I didn't even realize I had so many, but I have a lot. And whether it be I can't eat more than X amount of this type of food, or I can't eat at this time, my hunger and fullness was a huge one, because I used to push off my hunger. Like, I used to push off the time that I ate, and that, like, it's been 2.5 hours, I can't eat yet. And I would just obsess about food. I used to think that obsessing about food was a me problem, and that I thought about food like 23 hours of the day. Oh, minus sleeping. But like, I had to let go of the fact that that's not something that's wrong with me. It's because I'm hungry. I'm hungry. And taking that leap of faith, and that when I started fueling my body, I don't think about food anymore, which is astronomically crazy, because I never thought I would be at that place. And another thing I had to let go of was fitting in a certain size. And I used to, and I'm a tall person, I'm like 5'7". It was almost, again, an ego thing. Like, I'm better than everyone else because I can fit into this size. But I think a little thought in the back of my mind was, this isn't realistic. I can't fit in this size forever. And so I gave away, and like, I purged a lot of clothing. And it helped that we were moving. And I had to buy clothes in a bigger size. And I realized, even though that was scary, that by wearing clothes that fit me right and that fit my body, I thought less about my body, because wearing uncomfortable clothes is just like, it's all you can think about. So I actually thought less about my body. And that was a big thing. And that, like, trying on certain clothes or body checking was another thing I had to let go of, like knowing when to look in the mirror, why I'm looking in the mirror or photos. And just my motivations around it, like being very specific on what am I looking at here, right? Like, rather than, do I look good? Am I able to just feel how the clothing fits on me rather than looking in the mirror? Because I can get very shame-based and have a lot of negative self-talk when I look in the mirror.
You've said so many important things that I thank you for sharing in such an honest way too. Especially, you know, it wasn't just that you gave up body checking, but that you gave up body checking with the recognition and the mindfulness that when you do that, you get really negative on yourself. Meanwhile, you're empowered when you can feel clothing that feels good on your body, that hugs you in the right places, that feels good. So it sounds like you did an amazing work. You worked with a professional that you trusted, which I think is really key. So I just want to throw that out there. You gave her your trust, and she likely did things, said things, created a safe environment for you as well, which is so important. And all the factors kind of came together for you to, you know, be stepping into your wedding this year, which was delayed, and find yourself in a place where I'm feeling like a wave of confidence for you. You mentioned that there are ups and downs. So like all stories, I don't like to, you know, pretend that it's all easy for you every day, but I think we can all feel your confidence radiating. So let's back up a little bit now too. When you went to college, things really changed for you, right? And I think that's a time that it changes for a lot of people. Tell us about what happened when you went to college.
Yeah. So prior to college, I was struggling with some mental health stuff. So I was going away to college and I was excited. But of course, you always hear in the back of your mind, don't gain the freshman 15 or whatever it is. So now I'm out on my own. I'm free. And I definitely use alcohol as a way to cope with my mental health and my social anxiety, because of course I thought that alcohol made me more social, which it probably did, but then it only ended in binge eating, and then which led to the next morning of exercising to compensate for the food that I ate. And I was in this spiral of binge eating, binge drinking, probably getting sick from the alcohol more times than not, and then compensating by over-exercising and being very focused on the food I ate. And I remember this distinct moment of looking at the scale and noticed I gained some weight. And I honestly, I cared, but I didn't care, I think, because I didn't know what else to do. There was a point that I found myself just alone in my room, that I wasn't going out anymore towards the end. And I had a lot of friends at college, and I found myself in my dorm room alone and just eating. And my anxiety increased a lot. And I ended up coming home after a year and a half of being at that school, which I think was the best decision I could have made, because I realized, you know, I wasn't going to class like every day. And I was like, what track am I on? What's my future going to look like? I'm going to be at college for way longer than I could have been. And I remember people questioned, like, why are you coming home? I don't get it. Because I didn't share about it with anyone. I didn't put words to it. I didn't know what was going on. I had a lot of friends. So people questioned, like, usually people come home because they're not having a good time, but you're having a good time. And I was really struggling inside. And I ended up coming home from college, and I ended up going to a city school, which I think was the best thing for me. I actually realized that I did better academically than I thought. And I was able to find my path, which was eventually going to grad school for mental health counseling. Interestingly enough, when I was still at the city school for undergrad, I found my quote unquote answer, which was this really intense exercise program. And I found clean eating. And that skyrocketed me to the other end of the spectrum, which was orthorexia, which I actually learned from your podcast. And that is like the obsession of clean eating, being quote unquote perfect, and not going outside of the realms of this obsession with healthy eating. So I was diligently tracking food. I like got that answer, whether it was, okay, now I know how to eat, but I also didn't know how to eat outside of those little realms, whether it was like these rules again that they started to, that started to create. And I had a lot of fear of gaining weight and going back to where I was earlier in undergrad. So that's where I felt like I had the obsession with clean eating and over-exercising still. And I remember going food shopping and not buying any peanut butter that didn't have any ingredient other than peanuts. That again made my life very small. I entered grad school, and I would say I came out of that a little bit, but still very, very obsessive with calorie counting and feeling like I needed to stay in this smaller body. I loved my grad program. I learned so much, and I'm so grateful for it. It actually led me to intern in a substance abuse facility. And I loved that so much. And I still work in the addiction world. And that's where I learned about Alcoholics Anonymous. And I saw how people were obviously addicted to drugs and alcohol and how they were able to get sober and live a different life. And it started to make me think about my own relationship with food. And also, this was the first time that I had a full-time job where I'm surrounded with other people that come from their own backgrounds. And I'm able to see like, oh, they have a normal relationship with food. Like, how can they just eat that? I don't get it. And it started the thought process of, well, what about my relationship with food? And I remember sharing about it for the first time with a coworker of mine that I was very close with. And she was like, I think you should take a look at this. And I've been in therapy. I was in therapy, but I never brought it up. Because again, I didn't deem it as a problem, or I didn't want to deem it as a problem. I had all these other issues that I wanted to focus on, but like, I wasn't ready to bring this thing to the surface because then I'd have to do something about it, because that's how I am. So then when she said this to me, I was like, oh, okay, cool. But I still didn't do anything about it. And so then I found myself at my last binge because I remember it was my 23rd birthday. I went out to brunch with my friends. And I remember having that birthday mindset where this was something that I did, like on holidays or special occasions, I would go balls to the wall and not track, and found myself ill by the end of the night because I ate so much. And then I'd over-exercise the next day, of course. So I remember we went out to brunch, had a great time. And I was living with my fiance at the time, well, my now fiance, you know, we were living together and he was downstairs with his friends and I was upstairs and I found myself just binge eating like leftover Chinese food and I couldn't stop. And I was so at my rock bottom. And that's where I finally reached out for help. And I knew I had to do something about it because I just couldn't live. I think what really got me there was like the feelings of shame and just the self-talk I had. It was this endless cycle and I didn't know how to get out of it. So that's kind of like how college led me to where I was.
Yeah. And it's, I think it's a pretty common trajectory of, you know, you get to college and you have this time and new fears. And there's a lot of focus, at least when I went to college, and sounds like for you, also on body, but also on having fun. But the fun leads to, you know, late night eating and things that you weren't doing in high school. And you try to combat it and you find yourself just in this like vicious race of constantly thinking about food, constantly compensating for food, you know, on whether it was Facebook or Instagram at the time, you know, you look like the quintessential happy college student, but your mind is just consumed with fear and all that. So it's a very traditional, I feel like, because I mean, traditional for me, because I speak to so many people, but a very isolating experience when you're going through it. I speak firsthand from remembering it, as well as, you know, working with people in college or after college that reflect on that time period. So after that kind of more obvious cycle, you found your way into a more quote unquote healthy obsession with food and without a label or a word, with orthorexia, this felt right for you. I'm eating enough, I'm eating healthy foods. How could any of this be wrong with me? And yet at the same time, you found yourself within the same confines that you found yourself previously when, you know, it was more obviously disordered or, you know, a little bit might have caught the attention of somebody else, where this wasn't catching the attention of other people because it was probably a lifestyle that many people wanted.
Yes. Oh, I was praised for it and the validation. Oh, you're so disciplined. You're so good. And there was also that fear of letting that go.
And at the same time, to just highlight how easy it is to miss this, you're also at the time in grad school for mental health. You know, for me too, looking back when I was studying to be a registered dietitian in grad school, that's certainly when my disordered eating also had an uptick. And this was less than 10 years ago. And the words disordered eating were never brought up. I assume it's the same in your grad school. And the words orthorexia was never, ever brought up because I'm not sure. Is it even in the DSM now?
You know, I have to check, but I highly doubt it. It may be like atypical anorexia or...
Right. So it's not recognized as a clinical mental disorder, or I don't know if that terminology feels funny. Is that okay to say?
Mental illness. Yeah.
A mental illness. Yeah, it's not recognized. And if you're a professional who has never experienced it, especially older generations that can't understand how healthy eating would be, you know, something negative, you just feel like, how could I stop this quote unquote good thing?
Yes.
There's all the applause. I'm eating healthy food. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? And it's really kind of confusing.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And you said one thing that I just want to go back to, because I feel like a listener may be getting defensive, as I would if I heard one thing that you said back when I was disordered, which is you would only eat the peanut butter with, you know, peanuts in it. And to a regular listener, why is that necessarily harmful? How is, you know, doing something like that potentially bad? I care about my health. Mm-hmm. That in isolation might be fine for you, listener. You know, I personally, when I do buy peanut butter for my house, I might look at the ingredients, make sure it's peanut butter, you know, oil, salt, maybe a few things.
Right.
But in combination with the rest of my behaviors, thoughts at that time, and the obsession, as well as the inability to eat a peanut butter if it had sugar or any other ingredient in it at the time that wasn't deemed as, you know, good for you, is kind of the differentiating point here. So for anyone listening, it's not necessarily that eating a salad, right, makes you disordered, or having the peanut butter with one ingredient, or choosing an apple to eat, you know, whatever it is makes you disordered. But it's really looking at your, the word you used early on, which I'd love to pick back up, which is your motivation behind it, and really, you know, diving deeper into that. So I just want to thank you for saying that and expand the conversation. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, the first time you heard the word orthorexia or understood it was from Outweigh, the episode with Jennifer Rollin in, I believe, season one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that really opened my eyes, because like you were saying, it's not just about that isolated decision to get the peanut butter. I always like to ask, like, what's the severity here? Like, is it causing the anxiety? Is it causing me to spiral and ruminate about that peanut butter? Because it's not, like you said, it's not just about the peanut butter. It's like that can, like, how we look at anything. It's what else is going on in that situation.
Right. So I just want to also ask you, you've been such an open book with us and I appreciate it. And I've got two questions that I think our listeners would just really benefit from. One is, you've had a huge shift in the past year and a half that at least I know about. And it feels like, I didn't know you before, but it feels like you're a different person. How has being so aware of diet talk impacted your family dynamics?
Ooh, that's a good one. You know, when you say that, it's increased like my confidence. It's crazy to hear because I think it definitely has. And honestly, I think it's made me closer with my family. I don't fault my family's comments. If let's say they say something where they mean well and they say, hey, like, you know, one situation, my mom may hate me for saying this, but it's fine. We went for dress shopping and I'll put it out there. I had to get my dress taken out. And I think a lot of women have fear around that and that we can't take the dress out, right? I have to fit into this dress. And I bought my dress prior to the pandemic, entered intuitive eating, and I had to get it taken out. And that's okay. So we were walking out of the dress store and my mom turned to me and she's very aware of what I'm doing. And she's so happy that I'm not restricting anymore. She turned to me and said, all right, Liana, like just lay off the carbs. And I looked at her and I'm like, are you kidding me right now? And I became very angry inside, but I was able to explain to her how that is detrimental to me and how that immediately made me focus on, because we went out to lunch after, and immediately made me focus on how many calories I was eating. So just so quick like that. And I don't fault her for that because look at the society we live in. And she was very receptive. And she is also putting the trust in me and my dietitian and my therapist in this process. And also like other comments that have been made, but nothing about, I guess, my body, thankfully. But if they were, I was able to set certain boundaries and explain like, no, I don't have to worry about fitting in the dress because I trust myself. I trust my hunger cues, my fullness cues, the intuitive eating process, because I know that if I try to diet, it's going to spiral and it's not going to be fun. And I think they knew how obsessive I was. They saw it. And I think they put it in my hands to know when it was time to get help around it. And I explained that to my mom. You know, she asked, why wouldn't you focus on it in your therapy in the past? And I said, it was not even on the plate for me. So I really think it made me closer with them. And I think it also allowed me to be more confident and outside of my own head. And I think it's also allowed me to recognize that some of the resentments I put up against certain family members was because they were asking me if I wanted certain foods. And because I was restricting, I was in my head thinking, what? Stop asking me. I don't want it. But it was because I was so uncomfortable. So I also recognized my own part in that. And that, again, this is society we live in and people push food on some people. And I've just been able to set certain boundaries with that. So yeah, it actually had I'm grateful that I've heard terrible stories about some comments from family members of other people who've gone through this process. So I am grateful that my family has been very supportive.
Well, you actually covered my second question, which was about your dress. And, you know, I think a lot of brides are going through that. So you really kind of answered that. And it sounds like, you know, taking out your dress, would you say it was liberating?
Yes. Yes. And I recognize that.
And how much better it's going to look on your current body.
Oh, 100%. I mean, imagine if I try to lose weight, to be in this dress, have anxiety, and then look back at these photos and probably remember how miserable I was inside. And I found that the place I got my dress from was very supportive. They were very in tune with, I guess, maybe my own gestures and the way I maneuvered the situation, because I did not mention weight. I didn't mention losing weight. I mentioned gaining weight. And they were very respectful. And I think that's very important because I think it's a big assumption that, okay, you're getting married. What diet are you going to go on? Or are you planning to lose more weight before the dress? And it doesn't have to be that way. It really doesn't. Why do we have to try to fit into a dress when we can just get a dress that fits us?
Yes, beautifully said. And I really love how you shared that. I think a lot of people, self, you know, loses their voice when a triggering comment is made, not necessarily in relation to just eating, but also for eating, but or food, body image, all that stuff. But I think a lot of people shut down in those moments. And I've heard from another follower of mine recently who shared a story with me, and she was telling me that she had a really triggering conversation with her partner. And after our DM back and forth, she went back to her partner and had a conversation about it. And turns out she was, first of all, misinterpreting the intention and the words and everything all together. But I was so impressed because I think having those hard conversations, finding your voice in those moments are really hard for me personally. So I have so much respect that in that moment where you said you got so angry inside, you were maybe because of the work you've been doing with your eating disorder dietitian or just perhaps who you are, you were really equipped to say, I trust my hunger and fullness cues, and I know that by restricting carbs, it will backfire for me. And I just want to offer up that sentence to, and you know, insert whatever it is you need to insert, anybody who's listening, to kind of have that ready and available for a time when you're being questioned for how much you're eating, what you're eating, or your body, you know, changing. I trust my hunger and fullness cues, and I know that eating any other way will backfire for me mentally, physically, and emotionally. And I think a lot of times people just need what is that quick feeder line back so that I could end this conversation, regain my power. And it's really hard. I think, you know, as a mental health counselor, like when you're triggered, you're not no longer in your, I think it's your prefrontal cortex where you are logical and able to speak words, you know, you really transition into a place of like, blah, you know, like for me at least, you know, it's like I can't think of what I would logically say. And then I get back to my baseline and I'm like, oh, I wish I said this. I wish I said that. And all the thoughts come back to you. But I think having that pocket word, that pocket sentence, that pocket phrase available for you is like such an amazing gift that you just gave all of our listeners. So thank you so much for sharing all of your story and that tip that I know is going to save a lot of things. And lastly, I just want to say that it's so awesome that your relationship with your mom was strengthened by that conversation. So many times we think when we put boundaries in place or we have hard conversations or we explain how we're truly thinking, it's going to push people away. But it really creates a more intimate relationship to come together. And it's so important to remember that that is what happens, even though we forget or can't believe that it will happen.
Yes. And I always tell people, even like clients that I work with, that boundaries are there to protect us and protect the relationship. So like I set that boundary because I want a healthy relationship with her. And I know that if I didn't, I would have that resentment stirring inside and probably take it out in a later time when I'm not thinking logically. So boundaries are so important. They're like my favorite thing. Yeah. The one liner is something my dietitian actually recommended to me because I agree. We don't think how we would normally think when we get triggered. We kind of like revert back to either that little child or whatever it is. And then later on, of course, we think of all the things we want to say. So having that one liner is great.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us and being a listener and doing the amazing work that you're doing in this world. I loved this episode. I loved getting to know you and I'm just so thankful. And congrats on your wedding. I hope you have thank the best you. Time and enjoy that wedding cake.
Thank you. I will.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.